This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Yeah, we are. Good morning, buenos dias. Wepa.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
You know, yeah, I'm okay.
What day is it? It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
January We're still saying that, right? 7th.
Oof.
You can say whatever you want to say.
That part.
You can say whatever you want to say. My kids were not awake when I left today.
No?
Because I had drama yesterday with the umbrella. Because it was raining.
Yeah. And what trouble with the umbrellas? You saved their lives.
They're so bougie. Like, they come downstairs so and they're bougie. Like, where's our umbrella? I'm like, umbrella? Do you know? Could you imagine having been at the bus stop with an umbrella when we were
kids? Kid, I barely put my hood up. I just stood in the rain.
An umbrella?
And let it hit my face.
Are you Mary Poppins? Like, you need an umbrella? I got these kids' hoods. I got these kids' like double layered coats with two hoods. And,
kids be out there with ponchos.
Where's
and everything.
Where's my umbrella, Mom?
Heated tents.
Like, come on, manicure son. Too? Like,
oh,
what
yeah.
Do you, I mean, geez.
Yes, they do.
So today should be fine with everything outside.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Was your family awake when you left?
Of course they were. Everybody. The whole house. I shook everybody up and kissed everybody, too. And I said, peace, everybody. Have a good day. Love you.
That's such a Milwaukee vibe, I feel like, to be like everybody up at 6 a.m. because everybody's got to go.
I mean, we got a 2 and a 4-year-old. So Erin, obviously being a teacher, she's got to get it. I got to get it.
Uh-huh.
And then the boys just inevitably got to get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know me. You're so nice. You help your family get out of the house. I'm terrorizing them because I'm screaming up the stairs things like, Hudson, did you shower? And he goes, yeah. And I go, oh, go back to bed then.
Who the hell said I'm helping? What?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So sometimes you have a bad day and sometimes you have a good day. Mm-hmm. Life ebbs and flows, right?
Some days you ice cube, some days you not.
Thank you. Thank you, DZ.
Sometimes it was a good day, sometimes it was a bad one.
Exactly. God, we are full of motivational quotes this morning. Look out, everybody. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it isn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ali Faith.
Wepa. DZ.
Okay. And DZ.
Mine was just the whip.
Oh, yeah, that was yours. Okay, so no, seriously. When you're having a bad day, a lot of us, and you can admit if it's something not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can call and say, you know what? I had a bad day and I went and ate a whole box of crumble cookies and I'm not going to judge you right now.
That's unhealthy.
Yes, DZ. That is not the best way to cope with your bad day.
Received.
But whatever makes you feel better. I have been playing tennis.
Yep.
Yesterday I played 2 hours of tennis.
That's, see, and I thought you was crazy for doing that, but then
it was great.
It worked out out for you?
I walked with a friend, and I still was like, I got some energy I got to get out of my system.
Let's
like,
keep moving.
I'm still, and Hudson was like, what's going on, Mom? I was like, I don't know. And I just needed something to lift my spirits. And yeah. I was like, you know, we could go out to eat, which would be looking to food for to make me happy, which I'm not opposed to.
Crumble cookie.
I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, I eat because I'm unhappy. Yeah. I'm happy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle, but here we are.
Thank you. I could go to the gym with the kids, but I've already been working out a ton today.
You worked out a bunch today,
so
or yesterday.
I looked at Hudson. I was trying to get creative, and I was like, what can I do that's healthy? What can I? Think, what kind think, of coping think. Skill can I do here to make my day better? And I
hit
go,
a little Jimmy Neutron set. Think.
And I looked at him. I go, you want to go to Half Price Books?
Brain blast.
What? Mm-hmm. I go, do you want to go to the bookstore? He goes, well, yeah, but can we go to Barnes & Noble? I go, oh, come on.
My boy.
I go, it's more expensive. Can we just go to Half Price Books today?
So you got to go to B&M.
So we went to Half Price Books.
My favorite.
And we had a time. It was great. I got two books at Brookfield.
Ah, the one in Brookfield. I was going to say, because you, there's a couple.
There's one on 70. There used to be one on 76. I don't know
if it's
still
there. I'm pretty sure it's still there.
Whatever. So we went to Half Price Books. I got two books that I decided I wanted to read. One was about ADHD.
Word.
And how to organize your life better, which is a real psychology book.
Let's be honest.
And then I got another just fun book. And he got some little used toys that were a dollar. I mean, Half Price Books is great.
It's Half Price Books, bro. I used to hit there all the time and snack some up. It's a little shop therapy, whether it's Half Price Books or not. Half Price, great, listen, but I like to spend money. That's definitely a little therapy for you.
Our listeners are going to love this. Do you know what I let him buy? Jonas Brothers Nintendo 3DS game.
They made a Jonas Brothers game?
It was only $3.99 and we got home and it didn't work, so we didn't care.
Of course it was only $3,
bro. $3.99 Should have been
$3.99 Bro, I need my store credit back, bro. Give me my $4 for the next game. What?
Let's go to the phones. DZ, and you can give yours after we go to the phones if you have one. Because I was like, what's your go-to when you're having a bad day? I decided going to the bookstore is one of my new coping skills. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lori.
Oh,
is there a child in the car?
Who is this?
It's a boy.
It's a boy? Oh. Who's this boy?
Oh, I thought this was Lori. Who is this?
Waylon.
Oh! Waylon! What up, buddy?
Look at me just assuming I know who's on the phone like a moron. Okay, it's Waylon and Chea in Wabaca this morning. Oh my goodness, it's chaos on the phone.
Yeah, it's a lot of chaos. Who's yelling?
And Weston.
Oh, it's Weston.
Oh, the baby.
He's the one causing the crazy.
Uh-huh. So, Waylon, what's your go-to when you're having a bad day? What's your coping skill?
It's honestly, when I'm having a bad day, I just eat junk food.
Okay, yep. Fair enough. You know, I said I'm not going to judge today. What's your go-to, healthy or unhealthy?
It's up to you. We ain't going to judge you.
What's your go-to junk food, though, Waylon? Come on.
Good question.
It has to be like gummies, no chocolate or anything.
He likes the gummies, the sour gummies.
You're a candy guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, noted.
I'll give you that. The sugar rush brings a little endorphin.
He's a kid.
You know what I'm saying? He's a kid. That's what he needs. It's a guy.
Like some cactus candy or Feastables.
Okay. Very specific, sir.
Feastables, a Mr. Beast guy over here. Uh-huh.
Very specific. We see you.
All right. We definitely see you, Waylon. You have a great day. Mom, do you want to share yours? Because I hope it involves Diet Coke.
Mom, that's what she said. She does like to drink Diet Coke.
Thank you.
We knew it.
Mom's out of the car. All right.
That's why it got quiet. Weston is too.
Waylon, you have a good day at school. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. All right, 414-533-1037. DZ, do you have a go-to or is it, because it can be unhealthy or healthy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got a few go-tos. All obviously, right. Like I said, a little shop therapy, retail therapy, never hurt nobody.
Retail
I like to
therapy,
spend some money.
Fun dopamine hit.
Or, you know, when you home and maybe you just need a little moment, a nice hot shower, you just hop in that bad boy.
That's a
just
good one.
Steam it up, whether you turn that fan on that gets the exhaust out or not, bro, you just... a couple deep breaths in that.
Makes you feel better, yeah.
Oh, you get in that shower and just... hot water. You don't even got to shower your body. Just stand there. Steam.
That's a good one, actually.
Turn your shower into a sauna.
Showering is something you don't want to do when you're having a bad day because you're already in the bleh. No, you don't want to do anything, DZ. This is like the sad, you know.
I guess. Everybody reacts differently, though. Mm-hmm. No, when I'm in the funk, I want to do stuff. Like, I need to move my body.
See, most
I don't,
people
want to
go eat junk food. Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah, nice hot shower, though. Try that instead next time you feel in the blues, bro. Steam
like
yourself
it.
Out.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next with your coping skills.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Whether you like to eat a box of Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Been there.
Or donuts.
Cosmic brownies, whatever.
Or you like to go to the gym. We all have our different coping skills. And mm-hmm. some of us don't do anything. We just lay there completely unable to move.
And then some people do both. They eat the whole box of donuts and then go, all right, I'm going to go to the gym now.
And I'm unable to move still. I said yesterday I went to the bookstore with Hudson, which is becoming one of my new go-tos when I'm feeling like I need some kind of outlet and exercise isn't doing
it.
I think
that was a good move.
Yeah, and you said showering, which I said is such a good one because that's always what I don't want to do when I feel like crap. Mm-hmm. And the things we don't want to do when we're like depressed or sad are the things we need to do. Yeah. We don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
We don't want to move our body. Those are things that make us feel better.
I love showering, bro. You got the blues, man. Go ahead and get in that shower, turn on the hots, and you're going to steam yourself up, shower yourself down, refresh yourself. Mm-hmm. Literally turn your shower into a sauna. I'm not a big bath guy, but if you got a bathtub, bro, bath is phenomenal.
You know, I think showers, they've become work in my mind because of the hair.
Fair.
And the shaving, and those are the things all I just that. Have to ignore.
Nobody
just,
said you got to do that.
I know. That's
nobody.
We put too much pressure on ourselves for stupid things. That's what I'm saying.
Remind yourself, I ain't got to do that today. I'm just in here for the good vibes.
Let's go to Christine in Bayview, DZ's neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Good morning.
You guys ever see each other on the street?
All the time. All the time walking our dogs.
Yes,
all the time.
Every day.
Hey, Christine. Every day walking our dogs. Every day.
Hello. Good morning.
I know, for real. Welcome to the show, Christine. What's your go-to coping skill?
A nap. On a good day, bad day, a nap will make it better.
Yep. Sometimes you're just tired and you need sleep.
And it doesn't even matter how long it is. If mm-hmm. I could doze off for a quick 15, I'll wake up feeling a little bit better by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever the kids are doing, I don't care. I just need a 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
I like a 3-hour nap. That's like my golden rule.
3 hours? That's not a nap. That's like a sleep for people our age.
Girl, that's how much I slept last night.
Midnight to 3. That's a full night's sleep.
That's how much I slept last night. Like, you a nap? Girl, you mean you're sleeping.
She said 3.
Good night.
It's a good cat nap.
DZ said 15 minutes. She said 3 hours.
Neighbor, we are not the same.
No, not at all. Girl, thanks for calling, Christine.
Love it, though.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
She's too much. We're talking
funny.
Your go-to coping skills. I'm going to pull up the text messages. You can always send them in to 414-533-1037. Let's go to Lori in Cedarburg, one of our regulars.
Got her theme song.
Called
you know,
5 days in a row.
Jinx.
Jinx you. Jinx this.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
I mean, give me a Diet Coke.
Jinx her.
Hey, Lori.
Morning.
Morning, fam.
All right, we know you are very into jujitsu. Very.
She's into the martial arts. Yes. That's mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
So, Lori, what do you do when you need a coping skill or something to make you feel better?
Flip somebody?
Yeah. Flip somebody. Yes. I go to the gym. I go to jiu-jitsu or judo.
Uh-huh.
And what's got me more even pumped to go is on this past weekend, I went to a seminar with a number one fighter in the world.
What?
Dang. Wait, who is the number one
and
fighter
you have their
in the
number.
World?
Right? Yeah. Because I have some people I need them to fight.
Allie, you got me.
Sorry, DZ. I'm going to go with the number one fighter in the world over you.
Fair, fair,
bad.
Fair. Not for sure.
Anyway, go on, Lori. This sounds cool. What happened?
So, Helena Kosovar, number one fighter in the jiu-jitsu right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And she's only 18 years old and a black belt and won worlds this past year.
Yeah, she's going into the UFC eventually. For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow. So you got
that's
to
crazy.
See. Oh, I see her now. Amazing.
I love that. Wow. So you had a seminar. You like to dip in. She basically likes to teach herself, right? And dip herself into her art, which is already something that de-stresses her.
Did she?
And it's working out.
Did she land you on the ground? I mean, did she kick your butt?
Come on.
No, because she actually showed her finishes that she submitted people with at fights, so it was fun.
Oh, she's 19. She's 143 pounds. We could take her, DZ.
Yeah, okay. Did you not just hear Lori say that she showed everybody submissions that she used at Worlds? She could probably take both of us on one-handed, bruh. Not even using her feet.
Helena Kravar is her name. All right, thanks for calling, Lori. We love you. Bye.
You too. Bye. Much love.
We're talking about your coping skills. She goes to jiu-jitsu, and she got to meet one of the number one fighter. She said,
"In the world,
amazing." Let's go to Allison and Racine next, who also got her own theme song, and we haven't talked to her since the new year.
Oh, we haven't.
Mm-mm. And do I need to remind you, Allison?
Oh, we have
lost over 100 pounds. Allison, what are you at now? We haven't talked to you in like 3 weeks.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I survived the holidays.
Yay.
That part.
I'm currently at a minus 111 pounds.
Hey, triple one. Hey, congratulations, girl. Yes.
And Allison?
My goal, and I'm sharing this on the radio, my goal is to see that one as my first number on the scale, and I'm almost there.
You got
right
this.
I cannot wait.
You got this, Allison.
Give it a day or two, and it's going to be all you, man.
You're on fire.
You got us behind you.
So what is your coping skill? Because I know you've changed a lot about your life since you've told us on the air many times. You walk more with your husband, and you know, you changed your eating. So what's your go-to coping skill?
So I am shocked that nobody has said this yet, seeing that we're on the radio, but music.
Music. I was waiting for it, because honestly,
it is by far amazing what it could do for your soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you guys all know I'm a baker. I have my baking playlist. I have my exercising playlist. Or working out alone playlist.
You gotta have a workout playlist.
Yes.
Gotta have different
like
playlists.
Britney Spears, you better work.
If you keep it all on shuffle, you don't know what emotion is next in the song, bro. You gotta have the right playlist to keep you in that mood to go flow state, you know?
So true.
Then there's those songs. There are those songs when you are in that mood.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to put them on. And one of them for me is there's an Evanescence song, and it's Bring Me to Life.
Oh, I know that song. You like the inspirational songs.
Yep, uplifting.
Yes.
You need the inspirational.
The chorus that you just, everything melts away, and you're just screaming in your car.
Ah,
music is amazing therapy.
Allison, I couldn't agree more.
Ditto.
I feel so with you on this one. Music can change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's saying, woo, woo, let's go Allison on the text line. Proud of you for losing weight.
And you know, I am also 1 year older, so we had a birthday since we spoke, so I've gotten a little wiser.
A little wiser,
Well, prove it.
Yeah. She just did.
Autumn in New Berlin texted in and said, watching guilty pleasure reality TV that makes my life look better
is what makes me
feel better.
Can I be honest? I really love that a lot of us and most people are sharing these uplifting, inspirational, but I just like to rot sometimes too. You know, like a good nap, well, like that for 5 hours,
listen,
over 3 hours, then neighbor Christine, I'm in there with you, bro.
Kelly in Sussex texted in, I have a good cry, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's an amazing coping skill.
That's
a complete release, bro. Getting tattoos for some people might be a coping skill. Not everybody likes tats.
Exactly.
Listen.
Tia in Round Lake said, when I have a bad day, I go get coffee. That's like her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anna from Milwaukee said, I go to TJ Maxx. See, I feel all you guys on
Everybody's
this.
Everybody's got their thing.
Maybe we shouldn't have gone to TJ Maxx, but we needed it that day.
That's right.
We needed it.
Says no one but us.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Ooh, somebody's in love with their best friend.
Bruh.
Ooh, it's not supposed to be like that.
It ain't never supposed to be like that. No,
what's
never.
The story?
Listen.
I gotta hear this.
Allie and DZ, the story is as old as time. For the past 2 years, I've had some deep feelings for a really good friend of mine. Best friend. However, telling him is out of the question. What are we doing? There are complicated circumstances that would make it incredibly awkward and certain things driving us apart. I'm assuming it's an ex or something, bro. Somebody, yep.
Maybe.
Truly can't bear the thought of losing this friendship overall. Adding to the complexity, he studies abroad.
What?
So I only see him once or twice every year.
Oh, come on.
Yet,
move on with your life.
Every time we meet up for a coffee, grab a drink or food, my mind is a mess for an entire month.
Dang.
The intensity of how much I miss him, think about him, it's really depressing. Oh, dang, this is getting sad.
She sounds obsessed.
I've been constantly battling a confused mix of pain, grief, and regret, genuinely struggling over my feelings for my best friend. I desperately need advice on how to stop feeling this way about him, if it's even possible, or how do I tell him or fall out of love?
Okay, this is awkward city, baby.
Thank you for saying that, dog.
I mean, you're in love with your best friend. He has no idea. You only see him twice a year.
Twice a year.
You sound obsessed.
They study abroad. They're not even out here like that.
They're not even here.
They out the country. You don't know if they're coming back. I don't want to say
this in her mind.
I don't want to say this sounds a little bit obsessive.
It does.
But to a degree, it is.
You created it in your mind. If there's nothing going on romantic,
if it's a catch up, but here's the thing, they're missing out or they're not giving us the details of what makes this complicated circumstance so incredibly awkward that you're driven apart, but you can't bear the thought of losing them as a friend, right?
Yeah.
So you keep this friendship intact, but you also can't tell them you love them.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting yourself yourself in this awkward situation where you're the only person that's aware of what's really in, like, internal with you.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the only person that's in love also.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to say it like that, but you really might be the only person that's in love.
I think you are the only person that's in love. Let's be real.
Or not.
Wouldn't you, I mean, or not. Wouldn't you guys have come on.
Why else would you constantly get dinner? Like, why are you the first person, right? Why has this friendship not fizzled? Why, when they come home, are you the person they seek out? I'm assuming there's nobody else involved for either of you guys. But I'm thinking there was somebody involved at one point, whether it's your friend or his ex.
Well, if you've been
maybe
best
the
friends
two of the one the
for
same.
2 years, surely you've dated other people. So
I hope.
Take a hint.
At most, you gotta be 22. I gotta say at most.
We don't
23
know.
Max in
you
my
be
brain.
You obsessed with somebody at 40? What?
What 40-year-old is studying abroad?
Do you, you're right, fair enough. I was thinking there's emotional immaturity all the way.
No, I'm thinking of some of the context clues, like this might be your first love.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't want to diminish that for you by saying, you're not really in love, because love and infatuation are two different things.
100%. And
right?
Let me tell you something, you can't be in love with somebody that's not in front of you, and
you 100% can.
Like, you can't. So you're not in love with him. It's an illusion is what I'm getting at.
I disagree, because you can be in love with somebody that isn't in love with you.
So, ooh, that's interesting. Oh.
You can be. It sucks.
Uh-huh.
But you can be. What sucks more is when you were both in love and then person's in love, one person isn't, because that means you were together and now this is crazy.
Mm.
But you guys have never had a relationship that we are told. Or you guys had a hookup. Maybe there was a one-nighter. Maybe you guys might have.
This goes back to why men and women have so much trouble being friends, because the one's always interested. DZ, we have to have this.
You think so?
A tale as old as time, and you know what I'm talking about.
She did say a tale as old as time.
One is interested in the other. They have this issue, and now it's coming out. Somebody texted.
How do you fall out of love with a friend though? Like your best friend? How? Because they say
need how do you fall out of love with anybody?
Desperately need advice on how to stop feeling this way about them. Even possible, do I tell them or how do I fall out of love?
No.
So it's going. How do you fall out of love with your best friend? You gotta end that relationship. You gotta end that friend.
Is that your advice?
I didn't want to go there, but yeah, can't. You can't keep being friends with somebody you're in love with if you're not gonna tell them. If you're not gonna tell them, hey, I love you, what are we gonna do about this? And then hopefully the relationship doesn't sour. Whatever the extenuating circumstance is for you is more than enough for you to keep biting your tongue. If you can't keep biting your tongue, what are we doing?
Okay, fair enough.
I try to get mad at her, but you know.
Well, you can. Somebody texted in and said, tell Awkward Annie to shh.
Awkward Annie. That's why I said keep biting your tongue, girl, or you will ruin that friendship.
Yeah, let's go to the phone and see what people have to say, because somebody's in love with their best friend, and DZ says you just got to end it.
Mm-hmm. Realistically.
Which I'm not saying I don't support it. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
And you know I'm the love guy, bro, but love is one-sided in this case.
Friends. Oh, it's saucy.
Saucy.
Let me open my beer.
Yeah, let's get you right.
All right, saucy, okay. I'm ready. No. It's a LaCroix, I'm kidding.
Well, I got a LaCroix, too.
Hey, like saucy.
Hey. What? Sounds to me like this girl is experiencing some limerence.
Some what? Wait, slow down.
Limerence.
Give it a breakdown.
Limerence.
Give it a breakdown, sauce.
Give me the breakdown. What's limerence?
She's feeling a certain way, and she keeps on replaying it in her head over and over and over again and being a little bit obsessive over it. She kind of needs to look up her attachments.
What do you
mean
attachments?
Kind of like, her attachment style in her relationship.
We're going psychological here. We're
like
going psychological.
The book of it, some people are more attached when someone's not attached to them, and some people are more. You see what everybody?
They like the chase, even though it's unattainable.
Some people, everybody has a different love language.
I guess, yeah.
Attachment style.
But what if this is just young love, right? Like we're talking about people that are studying abroad. Maybe this is somebody that hasn't gone to school or is going to a school locally, whatever, and is still in the same mode in life, and this is somebody that they've known for years, right? Best friends for 2 years. Who knows if they've known each other longer?
Here's where my thing is you're either going to communicate your feelings
or keep suffering in silence.
Or you're walking away. You can't just suffer
thank you.
In silence.
You're right.
Thank
you can't just be friends with somebody and be obsessed with them like that and in love with them. It's weird. You got to say something.
Who's going to say tell them, though? Who and how are you going to tell them?
Growth is being uncomfortable, and if you saying, hey, I'm in love with you, and he rejects that, well, then you kind of already know you can't just stay in the situation.
Maybe that'll help.
And
maybe that'll help.
She's never going to be with anybody else.
I tell you what, I talk this talk, and I can say it over and over again. Listen, I'm really good at that. But
you're so funny.
But applying it to life, yeah, Sauce, exactly.
Maybe the more I speak of it, the better I'll get at
it.
And
so funny?
I will follow it one
Sauce
day.
Sauce is just trying to convince herself
Saucy,
here.
We're both single and hot messes, and dating's a hot mess these
Thank
days.
You.
And
so
we try to give our relationship advice like we are the mecca of relationships.
But y'all aren't in love with your best friends, dog.
How do you know that?
My self-awareness is at 100%. I know what I'm doing, but listen,
leave me alone. Bye, Saucy. Okay, you're the worst one to give advice.
I told you, we're horrible people. We are the single ones, and we're the worst people to ask.
At the end of the day, this communication isn't going to happen. They said there's no way in question. There's too many complicated circumstances with your best friend. It's going to be incredibly awkward. There's things that drive you guys apart, but you don't want to end the best friendship. You got to end it. How do you fall out of love with your best friend?
You got to date somebody else. Okay, we're going to talk to everybody next because the phones are going crazy. We see your text. Hold on. We'll talk to you next about our best friend.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is she's in love with her best friend. So is she really or is she crazy?
I think part of it is infatuation, but you know how sometimes you can create this amazing person in your mind that you're like, if we were together, everything would be great.
Yeah.
And we would love each other, but you never tell them you love them and you never actually date and you just keep keep this relationship going as if one day they're going to magically be like, I'm in love with you.
It's intrusive thoughts in my mind, or limerences I learned from you guys. I never heard that word before, where you basically are infatuated with somebody.
A little bit of fake love.
Intense obsessive infatuation with someone characterized by intrusive thoughts, idealization, and a strong craving for reciprocation, often fueled by uncertainty about the other person's feelings. Oh my God, this is every girl I know in a situationship who wants the dude to love her, and he just drags her along, and she's waiting for his reciprocation.
Speaking on that existence, you're never going to get that reciprocation to come to fruition.
Yeah.
You have to say that out loud, and she's not willing to. There's whatever is complicated about it, whatever makes it awkward, and whatever drives y'all apart, whether it's an ex or thoughts or even just thinking of losing them as a friend because y'all tried to date, that fear, if it's enough, keep biting your tongue, girl, because you got to cut it.
Well, one of our regulars we haven't heard for in a hot minute is on the phone. She must have heard we're having a secret party this month for the regulars.
Who's that?
Ashley in Sheboygan Falls?
Never heard of her.
What? Yes, you have. I forgot what her theme song was. Dust that thing off.
All this dust in here. Pimples in here performing live.
It's only been a couple
What's
weeks.
What's her name?
I know.
We got to give you
Ashley.
Grief.
No, hey. It's good to hear from you. Happy New Year. What's your advice for this girl who's in love with her best friend, yet the best friend has no idea?
Okay, well, I was listening to you guys just talk right now, and I was like, okay, that's exactly my opinion.
What?
What's up?
She's
crazy.
She's got this idea in her head of this person that she thinks it's going to work out, and it's going to be great, but you only see them.
It's the idea, not the reality.
But she's waiting on the man to make the move at the same time.
She's making a reality in her mind that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
And that's where people go left.
She's going to get with this guy or this person, and it's going to be like, this is not what I thought
this
it was
isn't it.
Be. Or, like, it's not reality. It's not, like, you can't base a relationship or what you think a relationship is going
to
be.
From one, two experiences a year.
That's crazy. That is, how old is this girl?
That's what I'm saying. They got to be young. This is young love and maybe her first love that they never dated.
Experience there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not much experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I'm like, I mean, I feel bad.
Or emotionally immature. Same thing, but
both. Same thing because of age. And this in this instance, we don't know exact age, but you got to be sub 25 in my opinion.
Well, if you're one of those people right now who's romanticizing a relationship in your mind with someone that you're not with, now's the day. Today's the day to say,
to
you know what,
it.
I love myself more than that, and I'm not
going
to do this.
We don't want to crush your dreams.
I'm going to crush your dreams because you see this guy twice a year, and
you're
in love
with
him, and you should have no fear to tell him because you'd never see him. If you saw him all the time, that'd be more awkward. You don't even see the guy. Who cares? I actually agree to that. Shoot your shot already.
But whatever's
and
holding you back is enough.
How often are they talking on the phone? Are they texting every day?
Great question.
But even so, like, you're not with that person. You don't know their quirks. works. You don't know what they're like. You don't know their, you know.
Oh, in her mind, she does, because in her mind, you have to realize everything's is an illusion. It's delusional.
You don't know what that person does with their toothbrush, and that's a very big statement. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Right?
Totally.
She's got a very diluted sense of
which hand are they brushing with?
On a really good show.
You don't know.
No, you don't know. You don't know, dog.
No.
All right. Well, so basically, her advice is she's crazy.
She's crazy a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry,
young
girl.
And crazy. No, yeah. We respect it, Ashley.
All right,
it's always good to hear from you.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye. Much love. Peace.
Ooh, let's go next to Roger in Milwaukee.
Oh, snap. What do you think Roger's going to say?
Roger's always positive.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, I also feel like he keeps it real.
Ooh, how real is it going to get, Roger?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Roger!
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Ali Jeezy. And a big shout out to 5 Incredible Associates at the Syndex and Mech One.
Oh, okay, shout out Syndex.
I was like, where are we going with this?
Big fans of the morning show, Ali Jeezy. Yo, good morning, Tanner, Tyler, Jared, and I can't forget about the girls.
Oh,
good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Sherrod.
Oh,
are they listening right now?
If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Shout out to the Syndex and Mech One.
Why am I going there now, right after the show?
I didn't know you were bougie like that, and you went to Mech One, too. I thought you were a Milwaukee guy.
I recently went to Trader Joe's in Bayshore. Does that count?
We just found out Roger joined the country club in retirement.
You guys are so funny.
It was good, Poppy. It was good.
No, shout out to everybody listening. But Roger, what's your advice?
All the names.
Yeah,
I agree with what everybody else already has
said. She's crazy.
It's a wrap. You know,
hey, but just let love be love. Let her find out. But I can't unpack all that. But I must say, what keeps me coming back to certain restaurants from yesterday.
Roger, why do you do this to us? He always wants to go back to an old topic.
I'm gonna do it,
Roger.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna do it.
What's he gonna say?
What'd you say?
Burger King. What, the fresh smell of Burger King. Oh my God. Goodbye.
Bye, Roger. Love you, man.
If you listened to the show yesterday, you know, if you didn't, go listen on the Odyssey app or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll know exactly what Roger's talking about.
Man came in and dropped a Whopper and then dropped out. Get out of here.
Because I went to Olive Garden. They ran out of breadsticks. Go back and listen if you want to hear the story.
That part.
All right. So finally, we have one more caller.
Yeah.
We don't have time. Is there supposed to be a bonus episode of Stranger Things?
I hope so. Please don't let that last episode be the last one.
I was surprised you had watched it, like you said you did, DZ.
Well, we were, you know, fans, if you will, of Stranger Things when it first dropped, and then it took so long to drop the next, and we felt like we fell off, and then my wife and I took a step. We really realized where we left off in, like, season three-ish, so we picked it up over the break, watched it through, and then watched all the new episodes of the new season, too, so I was like, all right, we did it.
See, Hudson is, like, obsessed, my 12-year-old.
Yeah.
My 12-year-old. And honestly, he is like, it's dropping. I can't wait.
Because he binged it, right?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, he loves us, but he loves Stranger Things. I'm texting him right now going, you should call and talk to DZ about Stranger Things. He said, okay.
It was definitely a decent season.
Because apparently people are so excited about this bonus episode of Stranger Things.
Which isn't confirmed. I got to be honest. They ain't said nothing, but everybody, the internet in particular, is going crazy talking about, get this, y'all. Like, look, if you look at all these things and how, you know, Will is putting his hands, if you remember Billy and this, and when Vecna's controlling and the Demogorgon this, and I'm like, one, that'd be great if there was a bonus little surprise episode, because that'd be crazy. People have never seen this in the history of a show, really.
Right.
End credit after as a bonus
another
season
one?
Or as a bonus episode?
He's on the list. I think this is Hudson. Go ahead, pick it up here. Please, Lord. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hudson.
Hi.
What up, Hud?
Good morning, my 12-year-old. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good. Take us off speaker, by the way. Okay, so Hudson, DZ watched Stranger Things, and you did as well. Did you know that there was a rumor about a bonus episode?
Yeah, I saw that, and apparently it's supposed to come out today.
Supposedly, if it is true. Because if you search on Netflix, bonus episode, the only thing that apparently pops up is Stranger Things.
Yeah, and also, if you search for fake ending, also Stranger Things.
Fake ending, Stranger Things. It'll pop up, right? So when you search fake ending, you literally come up with only Stranger Things, and that isn't by coincidence, I don't think. And if you're a fan of the show, I don't believe in coincidence anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's like you have so many unresolved plot holes at the end of your show. Your fans think that there's a next episode.
Is that the way you feel about the end of Stranger Things?
What unresolved plot holes do you feel that there are?
Like, really, just what? I mean, we didn't really. Just overall, this season was very disappointing.
Okay.
Hudson, I love it.
Why was it disappointing? What made you disappointed about it?
I don't know. It's just the stakes feel much, much smaller.
You told me there was a point when you were watching it that you were in shock by whatever happened in Stranger Things. You told me that there was like a real, well, that would make it a good show, dude.
Right?
No.
Okay, well, listen to this, Hudson. Yeah. There is no bonus episode. And this is what it was, like you said, and like DZ said, it was supposed to drop today. Well, all of the stars of Stranger Things, the entire cast has gotten on their social media accounts now to put in all caps, all episodes of Stranger Things are now playing in their bios. So they are going to the point where they're changing
now
their
bios. Now they're saying, guys, everything's out, nothing extra's coming.
Yeah, and even the star Noah's like, there is no bonus episode. It doesn't exist. The Duffer brothers said there's nothing more left to be told.
Okay.
That it's done.
Okay.
And that this mystery episode rumor would air today, that's not the thing. There's no bonus episode. It's not happening.
Well,
and
that makes me sad. Look, I was really wishing there was a different episode.
We were mad there was no new season. They wait 10 years, or I'm being dramatic, but basically, now it comes back. So
yeah.
What, Hudson? What?
They were like,
very into it.
But the fans are still like, but what if they're lying? There really is.
Maybe. Some people do speculate that say, well, everybody's saying that.
Listen, Hudson gets in these holes on YouTube, mm-hmm. much like you do, DZ.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, you come up with 50 conspiracy theories for Stranger Things every day. We have these discussions.
No, I don't.
Okay, I mean, fine. Conspiracy is just things that the general public doesn't understand. You know?
I'm being delusional. You're the one who said there was a bonus episode that didn't exist.
Maybe bonus. I love it.
I love you, Hudson.
I never even mentioned that to you.
No, you didn't. But that's why I called you. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Have a great day at school. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Can't stand
Bye.
Me.
Welcome
to having a 12-year-old, dude. He can't stand me.
I'm looking
me.
At my future, dog.
Ugh, they're not going to be able to stand you.
Nope.
They love
they
you.
They can't stand me already.
They love you when they need something, though. Let me tell you.
Oh, swear to
Let
God.
Let me tell you. Okay, we got to get into Am I the Jerk, which involves somebody who's very upset with her husband over his holiday bonus.
Uh-oh.
And then we have tickets again. You're going to win tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks after Am I the Jerk.
I'm sly. You want some tickets to see the Bucks play?
I
want
to go to a Bucks game. That's a good prize, man. Right. But let's get into Am I the Jerk.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, we got this. As soon as we got back from the holiday.
As soon as she we got back.
She wants to be anonymous, of course.
We got you.
You can't blame her because she said, hi there, Dash.
Dash?
I'm giving you the punctuation.
I was like, we gonna call him Dash?
No, hi there, Dash. I have a submission, not a comma, a dash. I have a submission for Am I the Jerk? My husband received a fairly significant Christmas bonus from his work.
We like that.
Mm-hmm. Rather than putting it on our into our shared bank account, he cashed it and is just using it on himself.
Hey, yo.
Keep in mind, we have two teenage boys who are in sports, plus we own a home and have plenty of bills on top of Christmas gifts to buy.
Sure.
Honestly, I wouldn't even care if he wanted to buy something for the whole family to enjoy, not just use it for bills and expenses, but he's chosen to cash it and hoard all of the money. It's over. She put over $1,000 to himself. I'm glad you put the number. Because
I was going to say, we need to know how big this bonus.
It could have been 100 and it could have been 3,000, and they are a big difference.
Could have been 10,000 for all we know.
How much did you
have? It matters.
She said over $1,000 all to himself.
Let's call it $1,500.
Am I the jerk for thinking he's a selfish person for keeping his whole bonus?
Mm.
Anonymous, please. Obviously. I mean, how embarrassing that your husband did that. Yeah, I want to be anonymous too.
Can we be real?
Yeah, let's be real.
That bonus, $1,500, it's gone immediately. If you got two teen boys, bills aside, expenses apart, that bonus is gone the second it hits your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
It is.
Think about bills. I mean, depending on how your lifestyle is, $1,000, though a nice chunk of change, ain't going to take. It's not life-changing money.
No, it's not, but it's a big chunk of money that they could have, she said, he could have bought something for the whole family to enjoy, not just, you know, I wasn't asking him to pay bills. She says that. I wasn't asking him to use it all on bills.
Fair.
I was asking, well, you can't just take care of the whole family. You got to just take it for yourself. So where is it?
Well, then what is he
that
doing with it?
If he
cashed it,
saying.
What is he doing with it?
Because she doesn't know.
We don't know. He hasn't explicitly said that he isn't doing something for the family. I guess the assumption is just that since it didn't go into the account, he's hoarding it and keeping it for himself.
She said, am I the jerk for thinking he's a selfish person?
Ooh.
No, you're not, in my opinion.
I can't stop the way you think. Girl, I mean, it feels jerky, but we don't know the end game with the cash. It's just over $1,000.
She gave us the number.
It does matter what he's planning to do with the money.
What would he have done that you would have been okay with?
I'm wondering what he's planning to do with the money if it's, let's say, a surprise for his family, mm-hmm. right? Because you know when you got shared bank accounts, you can't go nowhere without your spouse going, what were you doing at Starbucks? Were you at Marshall's again?
Fair.
So if you're going, I do want to buy something for the family, and this isn't me, I could be creating some fake story in my mind, right?
Yeah, you are.
We don't know for a fact that he is keeping it for himself and only using it for himself, right?
Well, she said he's hoarding it and keeping it for himself. I mean, what else do you need? You're saying, well, maybe he's going to spend it on a gift. Christmas is over, dude.
Without the result of where that money went, without the literal receipts, I don't know where that money is. He could just be keeping it rainy day fund, putting it in a tin and burying it in the backyard.
Which makes him selfish. Right?
Call a spade,
he's
bro.
He's married with two teenagers. It's
obviously.
Like, it's mine. I'm out, dude.
I'm not defending this man.
But it's also his job and his work.
I'm just saying we don't know what the money is actually going to.
Well, you are defending the man because you said, well, we don't know.
We don't know.
So maybe he's not a jerk. And I'm like, he took his whole bonus and cashed it and hoarded it.
This is what I'm saying. This is jerk behavior, but without knowing where the money actually went, factually went, I don't know.
Mm. It sounds like it went to no one but him.
But his own pocket?
Well, I mean, wouldn't she have put that in there? Like, at least he spent a little on us.
Yeah, we don't know where the money went.
Okay. Is he the jerk for spending his whole holiday bonus on himself?
Yikes.
She wrote in. She wants to be anonymous. This couple must be real great at home.
I mean, they got money to spend, clearly.
Well, I mean, she's saying $1,000. That's a lot to them. All right. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for spending his whole holiday bonus on himself?
Ooh.
Get married, they said.
It'll be fun, they said.
You- Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Who get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is he the whole big jerk for spending his whole big bonus on himself?
Wee.
Yes, he is. Okay, sorry. This is not about me.
I mean, he ain't spend it on his family. He cashed that bad boy and said, y'all know what I'm doing with this money.
As soon as you're married, yes, I think you're a jerk if you take the whole bonus. If you're not married, great. Spend it away, man.
As soon as you're married, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine,
right? So put it in the joint account.
There's no really stopping where the money comes from, but some people do keep finances separate, and I don't know how they do that.
Well, let's go to Lisa in West Dallas, who said she's been trying to get in. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Lisa!
Good morning!
Morning,
doll. Good morning. So, he took the whole bonus and used it, hoarded it, and took it all to himself, the wife says. So, she wants to know, is he the jerk for spending his whole bonus on himself?
Be for real?
Well, he worked hard all year. It's his bonus.
Ooh,
spit
now,
it out.
Now, I get that they're a family.
Ooh.
She doesn't know what he's doing with it, and there's no proof of that he spent it on anything. So I say he's not the jerk.
Oh, you guys are so shady.
Later?
Ooh.
There's no proof. We just know it's gone, but we don't know where or what happened, and nobody got anything out of it over Christmas. But hey, you
know,
we know
the check
got
cashed.
You guys are so full of it.
The guy blew it. What if they go on vacation, and then he's like, hey, look, let's do this, and he whips out $1,000.
Wouldn't that be a conversation you'd have with your wife? Why would it be a secret? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Yeah. I genuinely don't know.
You're making it weird.
Like, me and my wife's finances are completely, like, meshed. Completely meshed.
You're married.
So at that point,
as they should be,
any bonus, any extra money, anything coming in, like, that's our money, right?
Because
but that's not everybody's
happens,
relationship.
It's all split down the middle anyway.
But that's not everybody's relationship.
A lot
some
of people don't.
Some people keep everything separate like that. And I
hear
what Lisa's saying. As much and as dark as it might be, he got that bonus from his
well,
work.
Well, that's the only defense here, I feel like, is it's not that he might be spending it on other people. It's that.
It's the money he earned.
It was his work bonus.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But his paycheck goes to the family every 2 weeks, so what's the difference?
That this was a bonus for him.
Yeah, maybe.
The paycheck's for the family. Yeah. This bonus was for him.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe?
Well, Lisa says he's not selfish. Okay, bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Love ya. All right, we got to go to Ariana now in West Dallas. Let the West Dallases duke it out today.
We going to have a West Dallas fight? Fight, Dallas fight.
Let's go. Unless she agrees with her, then never mind.
Who knows?
No. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What up?
I ain't fighting nobody.
She said, I ain't fighting nobody.
I can't fight anybody anymore.
Ariana's like, I'm pregnant. Fair. I don't have time to fight Lisa.
Actually, yeah. We'll handle you lightweight.
All right, Ariana. Is he the jerk for spending his whole bonus on himself? The wife wants to know. She's like upset about it.
Mm-hmm. I personally think he is a jerk personally because it's the open communication that they have to have as a couple. I think the whole thing is personally, like, what is he hiding? I mean, it's going to get him in trouble anyways, you know?
That's why I think that's all he's hiding. It's just gone.
And how did she know about the bonus but then never sees any of the bonus? I hear what you're kind of saying.
I think a marriage is half and half. It's a teamwork player, you know? If they have kids, it's not like they don't have kids or anything like that.
She said they have two teens.
It's a whole family thing. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They must have been together for at least teens amount of years.
Well, and that's why he's like, screw her. See, Ariana.
And them kids.
Ariana got married last year. That's why she's in the newly, let's be together. And he's like 30 years in, like, screw this
Forget
family.
Them
I'm
kids.
Taking my own bonus.
This is my thousand.
I love my wife.
I'm here with my parents. They've been married 33 years. Yeah. And they've always worked together as a, you know, a team. And they've taught me that.
Well, and
that's
they have a restaurant.
That's what I want in my marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's the open communication. And honestly, being a team player together, and it's half and half, you know? Why keep it a secret? Mm-hmm. I think that's why I feel like he's a jerk, and she should feel the way she should feel.
Because at that point, the family and your wife should have never known about the bonus, and that's even shadier.
Exactly.
And that's even shadier,
dog. He made
dog.
It worse when he did, for sure.
He just opened a can of worms for himself.
Ooh.
The
why
voice
am
of
I
reason.
Agreeing with you?
I don't know, because I said the same damn thing, and he didn't agree with me, so forget you, Ariana.
I love you guys.
Bye, Ariana. Bye. Much love.
Bye. All right, fine. We'll go to our tiebreaker, who I really don't want to go to.
Who?
He's annoying. Tony and Racine. I'm kidding. I love him.
Well, can we take a random instead?
No. I mean, we could. He is random.
He is random.
The mascot man, Tony.
Speaking of Stranger Things, that's the strangest thing I know.
Don't be nice to me now, Muggs.
Don't worry. I'm not starting.
He said Muggs. Boy, came into a molly wop. What up, baby?
Well, it depends on what your answer is, whether I'm going to be mean to you today or not.
Whoa, be ready to be mean to me. That's just all I got to say.
Oh, for real?
Really?
I think she is the jerk.
She didn't do anything. Are you kidding me?
She is.
Tony,
let me tell you though, it's simple because she's making assumptions. You don't know what that man goes through every day with donating or giving his money to his family, which is
donating.
That's what we do.
Tony, that's the dumbest thing you've said. Donating money. Shut up. Okay, I can't.
He got
married.
A bonus, and like I'm married. Every cash that I get, my wife's listening now. She knows whatever I get in cash, I don't tell her or give to her because I cannot buy her a surprise. Or gift or anything because she's
without
so nosy.
That's great.
Right, because she wants to know where the money's at. And
but
you know
y'all finances
what?
But guess what, Tony? You know that about her and you know where that's going towards gifts.
And she knows that about you, too.
This guy did not. He kept it.
Yeah.
Nobody saw
that's
a dime.
A difference.
The holidays passed and he's kept the whole $1,000 bonus for himself.
And where's $1,000 plus, too?
And she's assuming where it went.
And you're assuming.
She doesn't know. She's
and you're assuming he didn't blow it. What's
exactly.
the difference?
So we can
what's
all,
the difference?
We're all right.
What's
we're
the
all right.
What's assuming do makes so what out of you and me?
Exactly.
I can't
She's
wait till you get home.
Because you I'm not coming home tonight.
He said I'm crashing at DZ's house.
Hey, I'm on my way.
I'm not going home tonight.
You can get the futon in the basement, Poppy.
Tony, you're so funny, dude. Oh God.
Hey, we gotta have fun, but honestly, you know, he might feel he needs to, you know, spend a little on himself because he spends a lot of time and money on his family. Maybe he doesn't get to buy the toys that he wants or a nice boat. Or,
Let
him reward himself. He earned
guy
it.
Has bills I have like seen. Everybody else.
I have seen motorcycles online for about $1,000. So
oh,
if my man
exactly.
wants to buy,
exactly.
Maybe he was buying himself a little Yamaha.
Wait, did my wife write this?
I can't stand either of you.
Bye,
so now
Tony.
It's okay if you bought the motorcycle. Okay, bye, Tony.
Love, man. He says not the jerk, bro. Here's the jerk part.
Of course
for
he
real?
Did. He's a dude, and he wants to be the guy. With the bonus to hide. Of course he does.
Jokes aside, the jerk part is not telling your family what's going on with that money.
Yeah.
The communication part of this is what makes this jerky. Because otherwise, I understand where you go, hey, I worked hard for this money. I'd like to spend it on XYZ, maybe for myself.
The way you guys assume, well, he might be doing something nice. He could also have a whole mistress if you want to go there.
That thousand could have gone.
We don't know.
We don't know.
So, like, for me to go, well, why he could you be say spending. That? Well, I'm saying it now.
You would have got me on the front end of
because
your side.
I kept saying, you guys are making all these assumptions about, like, he's spending on her. You don't know anything. It could be a thousand different things.
We could assume in any direction.
We just know that she didn't see a dime and he brought it home over the holidays.
That part.
He cashed $1,000 and he took it. That's all we know.
He cashed that $1,000 for sure, dog.
And sent it to his side wife.
My wife knows that if I get a bonus, it's going towards a motorcycle. Has been agreed upon for years.
I thought you were
going
to say Starbucks.
Starbucks? No, she gets my regular paycheck for that. The bonus comes to me for my bike. And that has been decreed upon.
Hey, Harley, not an ad, but it should be.
What up? I swear. Royal Enfield, where you at, baby? Come on.
All right. So wait. Did we really just call him not the jerk today? I can't even with you guys.
Keep your money, big dog.
You guys are so wrong today. Let's move on. Let's move on to the Bucks tickets we have to give away. You want to go to a Milwaukee Bucks game? Listen to this. They're playing Miami on the 24th of February.
Sandberry.
And we are sending you two tickets right now if you're caller 26, 414-533-1037. What, they're out of town now, right?
Yeah, quick little away trip. They'll be back next week.
And then you can see DZ at the game because he's an in-game host for the Milwaukee Bucks, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck, caller 26. Okay, we got to pull her up. She's got a very popular name. Jasmine is in Milwaukee. Hi, Jasmine.
Jasmine, hey.
Hello.
Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Welcome to the show.
What you up to?
I'm currently on my way to work.
Boo.
That's so lame. Why couldn't you say something more fun? No, jokes.
What do you do?
I wish. I work at Edible Arrangements. I do like fruit bouquets.
Well, hey,
that's actually pretty cool. I ain't gonna hold you. You be the one putting all the fruit bouquets together?
Little artiste. Okay.
You gotta be creative for that for real.
Well, we're very happy you work at Edible Arrangements because we're gonna give you Milwaukee Bucks tickets. You're caller 26. It's funny because when I told DZ our winner's name was Jasmine, he goes, I know so many Jasmines.
A lot of Jasmines.
Was that from did your parents name you after the Aladdin movie or was it just a coincidence?
Facts.
It's a coincidence, actually. My name was supposed to be Emily.
So how'd you end up Jasmine from Emily? What a switch for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, say okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll
you know
you
what?
Talk to your parents about
Girl,
this.
Girl, I was going to say, we're going to ask your parents, not you.
Whatever. You're going to a Bucks game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Jasmine. Have a great day at work, okay?
You too.
Go make some edible arrangements.
We'll see you there.
Thank you,
Allie and DZ. Who's that in the back?
I'm the mom.
Hey, mama.
Hey, mom.
I talked to you when your son was six, when Allie was on vacation, or I think she was six, and your son, you were talking about your mom.
Was this recently?
I was on the line with you.
When I was talking about, you were actually
I was
sick. I was talking about my mom because she left for Columbia on our kid's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Yeah.
Is she back?
Yeah, she's back.
And you're the one that said you're going to adopt me as a mom.
Thank you. You still adopted me, right? I ain't got no paperwork in the mail.
Yep.
and you can come watch your son at the Bucks game.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, DZ works for the Bucks, so there you go. You're going to see your son again soon.
We'll see you there, Mom.
All right. Just have a good one.
All right, go Bucks.
Bye, y'all.
Go Bucks.
Whoever. I love it.
Oh, I love our listeners.
That was amazing.
And considering how much we forget, it's nice when we do remember.
Facts. No, facts.
She's like, remember this one day? It's like, yeah, I totally do.
She held me down on that one. She said, I'll adopt you, Poppy. Don't worry about it.
Well, we will have more tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks every single day this week at this time.
All week?
All week long. Go Bucks!
Wepa.
Would you ever let your kids plan a vacation?
What? What do you mean? Well, I guess I'll say never say never.
Hold on.
Kids could probably plan a really cool vacation.
That's fair, but they're not the ones paying for it, DZ.
And that's the part right there.
That's the problem. But it's funny because they're saying that this year in 2026 that kids are going to take on more vacation planning. This is the way it's trending for families.
And
I mean, it's just me and my boys. That's my family. And so we're going on a cruise in March.
Right.
And it's really funny because when I saw this, that they were saying like, parents are letting kids take on more responsibility. It keeps them more involved. involved, it makes them feel more enthusiastic. Because, you know, nothing worse than an ungrateful kid on vacation, which was all of us as
kids. I can't lie. I've definitely done it once or twice. Yeah.
We were jerks, man.
I don't want to be here, bro.
This vacation sucks. And your parents have, like, paid for you to go to the beach or something, you know, and you're like, I don't want to be here.
At the time, we were in Colombia, right? Quick story.
Yeah.
Erin came with us. This was her first time going out of the country that wasn't, like, a missions trip to Mexico.
She was going
So she came, met my family in Colombia. We celebrated a year of dating in Colombia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teenager, yes. Just out of high school. And my mom's like, hey, we're going to go to this excursion in the mountains. And I'm like, ew, no. We already had a night planned with my cousins. Like, we were planning on going out, hanging out, hitting the town, right? Oh. And my mom was like, no, we're going to the mountains. So my sour attitude hit full force, bro. I was the most ungrateful person to our host, to the people that cared for us, took us around, paid for things for us to do.
It's one of those moments you wish you could go back and redo it, but you're like, you're embarrassed. I'm secondhand embarrassed for you.
I've apologized for how I behaved because we were in the most beautiful parts of Colombia looking into the mountains, and I was so sour-faced that I couldn't even enjoy it, dog. So, yeah. I've been that ungrateful teen, if you will.
Well, you were also 18, you know, and you're reflecting, you know, that it was, but I feel you. I've been ungrateful on trips, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's interesting because as much as I hear this and I go, who lets a kid plan a trip? Then I think a couple, before we went on vacation, I told you I took the boys out to dinner.
Yeah.
And I looked them in the eyes. They're 12 and 14 now. And I go, all right, we're going on a cruise over spring break. What would you like to do in Honduras? Like,
boom.
Do you like this excursion? Do you want to go to the Mayan ruins? Like, I think we should do this. And they
what
were like,
would you
sure,
rather do?
Okay. So I totally gave them power. But I also want them to like it and enjoy it and be involved.
In a way, it's also conditioning and training to when they have to make these decisions for themselves.
Maybe,
right?
They're learning little life experience things like, oh, a cruise, an excursion. What are these things?
And it can be more shaping to them when they've had a hand in picking what they get
That's
to do,
true.
Especially traveling the world. In your circumstance, I go, yeah, I might involve the kids a little bit more, sure.
Yeah.
But if we just go into the Dells, well, Poppy, you don't get to choose where we're going to dinner.
When Owen and Hudson were little like yours, like Sammy and Danny are right now, no, they didn't get what, they did not decide anything, not even where we ate.
But here's another thing, though.
Yeah.
We have given our children power. Our 2 and 4 year old, we will ask, hey, do you guys want to go swimming at the Princeton Club?
Yeah.
And if our 4 year old Sammy says, no, and we might receive that and go, hey, he doesn't feel like swimming today. We might not go. That's giving kids power in excursions,
totally.
Taking it away from the vacation. That's day to day power where I'm like, dang, maybe we are giving these kids more power than we realize.
I don't know.
I don't know too much.
They also said trips are inspired by pop culture, most of them, when kids plan them, which makes sense, like Harry Potter.
Yep.
So the kids, they see something on TV. It's kind of like Hudson's obsessed with Stranger Things. If I told Hudson, he'd love to for us to go somewhere that had something to do with Stranger Things.
Don't let
him
find out about the Stranger Things Airbnb.
See what I mean?
Because then we're all taking a family trip to Indiana or Ohio, wherever it's at.
I'll go. Fine. Whatever he wants. See, I'm like, no, F them kids. Wait, hold on. What do they want to do? How do we feel about kids planning our vacations? Should we give them power? Were we held down too much as kids and ungrateful? Did we? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, did we? I don't know.
I also knew that it wasn't my place to choose because I wasn't putting anything out of pocket. Listen, like, I knew as a child,
true.
I'm not paying for any of this, so what do I got to say? It was a different era of you just get in the car and you shut up, though.
Listen to what Kristen in Delavan wrote in. She texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, I asked my son where he wanted to go for his 18th birthday. He told me the Vatican.
What?
Needless to say, we spent his 18th in Rome.
Wow.
Dang, Kristen. I thought you were going to say, needless to say, we spent that at home.
I was going to say, we went
Rome.
To Rome, Wisconsin.
Home, not Rome.
Rome, Wisconsin, and we stopped at the Lure.
What? Oh, my God. Let's go to the phones. What is with people?
Gee.
We'll go to 5.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Hi. Oh, whatever. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rich in Greenfield.
Rich in Greenfield.
Rich, what up, our boy?
Hello. Welcome back. Happy New Year, Rich in Greenfield. How many kids you got?
I only have one.
That's what do you mean you only have one? You have a kid.
You got one.
How do you feel about kids planning vacations? Would you let this happen?
Yes. I actually let our son plan 2 of our vacations secretly.
What?
Secretly?
What do you mean? Explain. I want to hear this, Rich.
You ask him ideas? What?
Yeah. Yeah, so one of them was for spring vacation and for his spring break, yeah. And the second one was for his birthday.
Aww.
And for his birthday, he didn't know where we were going. Mm-hmm. And before his birthday, you know, we were like, hey, you know, if you wanted to do something, what are some of the activities that you wanted to do? And this is kind of the price range. So we gave him a price range and we're like, this is what, you know, and he's 12 years old. So we're like, this is what.
This is what's realistic.
Yeah.
This is what's realistic.
Okay.
And he gave a lot of activities.
Yeah. Like what?
And we actually traveled by plane to a whole different area.
Wow.
And we went to Phoenix and we got to spend a whole week there. And we got to do everything he wanted to do. And we went to L.A.
He better have been grateful.
I mean, he picked the trip.
He better not have had an attitude.
Right? Like,
absolutely. You know, we went everywhere. You know, we went all out. And he was very happy. He was so happy.
That's what's important.
He got to do everything that he wanted. Mm-hmm. I got to do everything that we wanted as well.
This is interesting, so, Rich.
You know, it was a surprise for his birthday.
Yeah.
They're saying that kids are planning more vacations now for families and that it's making everyone happier because the kids are more involved. They're doing what they want to do. Somebody texted in, who's this? Lindsay in Grafton.
Hey,
Lindsay. She said, our last trips to Gatlinburg in Tennessee and the Gulf Shores were both graduation presents. I asked our 18 and 14-year-old to look things up, and if it was within reason, we could do it.
That's cool. And think about it. It takes the stress out of the planning for the parent because you're going, let's pick these activities. The kids will like this. The kids, you don't know. Ask the kids.
No idea. All right.
Wow.
Kids planning vacation? We're going to talk to you guys next. We're talking about letting your kids plan your vacation. What? Nobody would have ever let us do that, DZ.
I think it's gross just in thought, but then I really get to deep thinking on it, and I go, well, it's going to take the stress off of me.
Well, they say that's the trend in 2026 is kids are doing more. They're getting excited, so we're not annoyed. But we were told to just sit down and shut up and get in the car when we were kids. So Amy in West Bend wants to chime in about that.
Morning, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hey,
are we giving
morning,
these,
guys.
Are we giving these kids too much power, or were we just not given enough?
Right. Which is
know.
It?
You know? I don't know. When we were younger, we were every Sunday. Every Sunday, we got in the car, and my dad just drove. And you never knew where we were going to go.
Dang.
But you were going somewhere.
One particular Sunday, my brother was like, I am not going. I just want to hang out with my friend. He lived two doors down.
He was a little bit older.
And my dad just was very adamant and said, are you sure you don't want to go today? And he's like, nope, I am not going. Okay, that's fine.
Oh,
so
pops let
we went with mom and dad. So that was my sister and I, and then mom and dad. And just went out for a drive, whatever. We always just went out in the, you know, just went for a drive.
Oh, my kids would be so mad. They would ignore me. They'd be on their phones. But I get it. He takes you out for a drive. It's like a walk.
And you don't know where you're going, but it's a Sunday drive.
We don't know where we're going to go.
Okay.
So we just drove and... You know, at the end of the excursion or wherever we would go to A&W and have root beer floats.
Yep.
I was wondering what the treat was.
It ended with a treat. You know it.
But did you feel like, were you shocked when they let your brother go?
I was actually really shocked. However, this was the best excursion we ever did on a Sunday afternoon. Is my parents took us to the airport and we went on an airplane ride on a little 4 or 5 seater. And he had contracted it, so we went literally zooming around, and we flew over our house, and we said, "Hi, Mark!
Hi, Mark, sucker!"
So wait, you're telling me the day your brother asked to be let loose from the family,
trip.
It was the day you flew in a little plane? Are you kidding me right now?
Oh my gosh! When we got back and told him, he's like, "Well, if I knew we were going to do that, I would have gone along." And he goes, what? "My dad said don't ever underestimate our family get-together."
Look at that, bro. And I hate
checkmate.
To say it, but checkmate.
Checkmate.
the pops even asked, "Are you sure you don't want to go today?"
Yeah.
That should have been a hint enough to go, boy, get in that car. It's going to be something cool. Ooh, I knew it.
That's a great story.
I got to tell you also, we went about 4 years ago to Tennessee in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
And so it was my three daughters and all the grandkids. So 6 grandkids aging from 7 to, I think they were about 12 at that time, 13. And we did ask them with the excursions that we were going to do so that, again, they were involved and they were doing something they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So we did include them in part of the planning.
That's fair. I mean, they are people. They have thoughts and they have ideas. Right. And I kind of, you know, we did grow up with the hard hand. I control everything. You
front
do whatever
and back
I
of it.
Say. But they have thoughts and ideas. And we're evolving, okay?
Little people got little emotions, but they're still little emotions.
Yeah.
And those emotions actually come into big form sometimes. Amen. With these kids, bro. Honestly, I like it because this is almost a lesson from Amy going, your parents can really do cool stuff and you don't have to know it. You just kind of have to trust it.
You have to trust in them, yeah.
But getting involved is also helpful because then we're all trusting in each other, right?
Yeah. The last thing I want to do is spend money on an excursion on this cruise in March and these kids get out there and they're ungrateful. I'll lose it, Amy.
I'll lose it.
Thank you, DZ. $54,000 for a ticket to the Packers-Bears game this weekend. Miss me.
Bears-Packers game.
Are you crazy? 103.7 Kiss FM. Are you crazy? Okay, SeatGeek.
Gee.
Get out of here, you geek.
These prices are crazy. I mean, we're talking about Taylor Swift inflation type prices. Yeah. Bro. This is wild, insane, diabolical, egregious. What do you want to call it?
Okay, let's rewind because, you know, I'm not a sportsy gal.
I know you ain't
sportsy.
But I got
my Packer gear. I'm drinking out of my Bucks cup.
You got your Brewers hat on.
Thank you. I support the city.
But you're not sportsy.
No. So I came in and you go, oh, I forgot. The Packers got the wild card.
Yep.
And we started talking. So now explain this to me in, you know, non-sportsy terms. So now they're playing each other this weekend in the playoffs.
Non-sportsy terms, the way it worked out at the end of the season for all of the NFL set us up for the Chicago Bears to play one of two teams.
When you say us, you mean the Bears.
The Bears. I'm a Bears fan.
I was telling somebody this, one of our listeners. They said, DZ's a Bears fan. I go, unfortunately, but he did grow up in Illinois, so I'll let it slide. I played, grew up in Illinois, but whatever.
I played football and it was like, you gotta pick and you gotta stay, and for whatever reason, chose the Bears. Cool. But here's the thing. The Packers, they needed things to happen. They needed the Bears to lose. They needed to win. All these things had to happen, right? Everything happened.
Yeah.
So now we're basically playing an extra rivalry game that was not supposed to happen at the end of the season for playoff positioning.
Money.
No.
I was going to say for more money for the NFL. No?
Yes and no. Now, it's do or die, basically. So this next game is going to decide whether the Bears move on or whether the Packers move on. And we were never supposed to get this third game.
We're playing in Chicago? We're the Packers.
Yeah. The Packers are playing in Chicago.
Okay, then I have an idea.
What's your idea?
So we know someone who has access to Bears tickets. And like, nobody knows. I'm not talking season tickets. I'm talking somebody on the inside.
Yeah.
So
we got sister stations in Illinois.
Now you're reading my mind.
Okay.
Now we're on the same vibe. We have a sports station.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
In Milwaukee, and we have one in Chicago.
Right.
So I'm thinking,
what's up?
We make a call to the big guy and we ask, do you think if we just like randomly ask someone who might have access to tickets?
You think we can get to the game?
They're going for $54,000, but if we never ask, we never use our power,
this
DZ,
is true.
For tickets.
We never be asking for tickets like that.
Ever.
And it's not saying we get tickets all the time, but we always have been told, hey, if you guys want to go to something, if you guys want
all
content, tell
us.
We'll try to make it happen.
So I think, because they always say, if you need tickets, I think this is a sign from the world.
From above,
saying,
from the world.
They always say, ask for tickets. You want to go to the... So the highest prices in 35 years of ticketing, they're saying the most expensive tickets ever seen in 35 years are these Packers-Bears tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the upper level seats going for $500.
Upper level going for $600 is crazy as it is. But
it's
then
not
you get
even
anywhere
the Super Bowl.
You get anywhere closer and it goes insane with the prices. And then you add resale value on top of that. Am I thinking, hold on, are you talking about hitting a big dog, big dog?
I'm thinking big dog, big dog. Do you think we should, you know?
Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Let me get on my phone.
Hold on, Allie.
I'm going to hit him up because we know a guy.
We know a guy. Here's
the thing. I would pass out. We're never getting Packers-Bears tickets. There's no way. They're $54,000 a piece, dude.
Never say never. I'll put up half. All right? You got the other half, okay?
No, I don't.
Dang it.
But I know a guy.
Yikes.
Okay, well, coming
payday
up
payday loan. Second mortgage?
Can you give me a $54,000 loan for Packers tickets?
Please?
Come on. Okay.
My group chat, you know, we've got different group chats, friend groups, whatever. One of my group chats sent a link, says, yo, what are y'all trying to do this? We trying to go to the game? Mm-hmm. Nobody responded.
Okay, wait.
Everybody ignored, because that is crazy.
So you and your friends thought about getting tickets until you saw the prices.
We whispered about it. I wouldn't say think.
Screw
I wouldn't
that.
Say we thought about it. We whispered.
Okay, I hit up Big Dog.
You hit up Big Dog.
I hit up the big sports dog we know.
Oh, Oh, snap.
I said,
why did I just get chills?
I said, would you mind coming in on the radio with us? All in my nice Allie voice. My hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi. And he said, of course.
I think I'm getting excited about this.
He doesn't know we're about to ask for tickets, but hold on, everybody.
Hold on. Yeah, for real.
Do you think he knows?
More next?
Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Sarah from West Dallas texted in and said, you guys are asking Mason Crosby, aren't you? Aren't you?
I mean, we could. We should.
We're not,
but you think he ain't going to the game?
103.7.
Bigger
Kiss
dog
FM.
Than that.
Allie and DZ, good morning. We invited into the studio. We told you we had a special guest and we're very excited. From our sister station in Milwaukee and Chicago, the sports man of men, Mitch Rosen.
Allie and DZ, good morning. What's happening?
I tell you what, you are awesome. You're our coworker. Well, you're our boss.
We're teammates. Teammates,
you wear the C though, okay, Cap?
Mitch, you're in charge of the Score in Chicago, and you're in charge of 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, which is our sister station right next door.
Love it. Great people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we love that. So, and we know you guys have Mason Crosby. He comes in. We've seen him.
Yeah.
We've seen John Kuhn. Mm-hmm. You've got some great shows. But Mitch, it's not about those. Now that I've promoted those shows, I'd like to ask you a question. Tickets for the Bears-Packer game are $54,000 for some of
you've
them.
You've seen these prices?
Yeah, I saw.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Mitch.
Yeah, you've got to get a second mortgage on the house.
Yeah.
Maybe a third. Sell a kidney or a kid. Yeah.
Would they approve a loan if I went to the bank and said it's for one
little payday loan, you know what I'm saying?
Odyssey. Yeah, second mortgage.
So then DZ and I started thinking, because, you know, we got in our creative brains.
Right.
And we're like, well, we know a guy.
We know people.
We thought we know
you
Mason.
You got a guy?
We got sister stations. We've been to Chicago.
We know Mitch Rosen.
We know Mitch. Yeah,
that won't get you far.
Wait, shoot.
What do you mean,
so
Mitch?
So you're saying you don't have any Bears tickets? Like Packers, Bears? Come on, man.
It's crazy. I'll tell you what. You know, I live in, and my office is in Chicago. I travel a lot, but there's a buzz. You know, people are looking for tickets. You know when you don't hear from somebody in a couple of, hey, how you doing? How's the family? You have any tickets?
And then Allie and DZ asked you to come in and talk on their family.
How's it been? You got any tickets?
I feel so stupid because I said, hey, Mitch, Happy New Year.
Yeah. And we thought we were being creative.
I gave him the BS. How's it going? So anyway.
How's the family?
Yeah. There is a buzz. And you said the ticket prices. But you know, you guys know it's the third game of the season between these two teams.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's I'd say the biggest rivalry in the NFL.
Yeah.
One of the oldest in sports.
Yeah, and these teams hate each other,
and
it's going to be crazy. There's supposed to be snow in Chicago.
Yep.
Oh. It's on the lakefront.
Yep.
You know, Saturday
snow game,
night.
7 p.m.
Yeah, it's not the frozen tundra from Green Bay, but it's off of Lake Michigan.
It's going to be windy city.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you don't have tickets.
It's set
not
up.
Today.
Dang it.
Maybe tomorrow?
Should we try again on Saturday?
That's a tease.
Listen, we're going to keep trying every day this week, y'all, because somebody got them.
Well, we figured we don't ask for much.
Right. Tickets to a playoff game.
A $54,000 ticket. We never asked for anything, Mitch.
Tickets to a third game that shouldn't have happened? Why would anybody else want to go?
Real quick, who do you guys say? I know we're in Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
Yeah,
you guys go first because I have a pick.
Oh.
Who do you think?
My man, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I played football right over the border in Illinois at Warren Township High School.
Yep.
So I'm a Blue Devil,
right?
Former Blue Devil alum. And when I first learned about football, the only team that I ever heard anything about was the Chicago Bears.
Blah, blah.
Correct.
That's all
the Bears.
Right? That's
right?
Who you're going with.
So inevitably, I got to stand true with my belief.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? The only Packers jersey that I will love and respect is my signed Leroy Butler jersey that he gifted me personally.
Mitch.
Right.
Which hangs in my house.
Never mind.
Right.
But I'm going to say Chicago going to take it.
We need one. 24-10. We only need one ticket.
Allie, your green sweatshirt you're wearing for all the people watching at home.
Thank you.
Yes?
Obviously, I am going for the Packers like a true Wisconsinite.
Naturally.
Thank you.
Naturally.
Thank you. And DZ, we can fight later. But Mitch, we only need one ticket now, it turns out. We don't need two.
Because I'm the only one going.
Okay, but seriously, no, thanks for coming in, Mitch.
Love seeing you guys.
We love talking to you, our teammate, Mitch Rosen. It's
That's
an honor. You're a radio god in Chicago and everywhere.
I'm a radio geek,
yes,
but
are.
I love seeing you guys.
No,
are so friendly.
You.
When I cross that border from Illinois, I take a deep breath. It's like,
and you said,
coming
go
here
Packers.
Is just fun.
Man.
I think the Packers are going to win. Have a great day.
Hey, whoa!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.